182 degrees. Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, Ohio Valley District, Kentuckiana District, and of course, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Very, very short podcast this morning. I want to send a message to Columbus, Ohio's union. Listen, folks, do not allow yourself as union representatives to get caught up in that nonsense where management allows you to divide our members. We don't fight each other. We fight management. That's a basic union principle that a lot of the branch offices in Local 304 don't seem to recognize. Remember, we don't fight each other. When you take sides against employees, you are not giving proper representation. We always take sides against postal management, never mail handler to mail handler. Now, we've got a situation going on in Columbus right now where that is exactly what happened. It is my understanding that some union officials has compromised their integrity trying to side against one employee versus another. Now, this has happened in the past. In fact, my reporting on this has probably got me in a position where Dayton, Ohio will never like me again, but such is life. Now I have the same thing going on in my branch. Again, not under my administration, but in my branch. I say again, as union officials, when there's a situation between employees, as union officials, most of the time, you should look for the reason why that happened. And 9 out of 9 times, you're going to find the reason is management failed to provide supervision. Management failed to be in an area where they could have defused a hostile situation. Management failed. Let's stop taking sides against employees, because that's just not good representation. And I'm speaking to every branch in Local 304, and I'm speaking directly to my branch in Columbus, Ohio. And I want to say to the union officials in Columbus, Ohio, I really hope you didn't compromise your integrity, because there's undercurrent talks of you cutting a side deal. I hope that's not true. But again, remember, we are here for the employees. The mail handler craft, that's who we represent. Not mail handler against mail handler, mail handlers against management. Basic concept. Let's get back to it. Okay, moving right along. You'll notice they are changing the traffic pattern again in Columbus, Ohio. And let me say to you, it's probably not going to be the last time they change it. But a simple change in direction should not cause you to be stressed out. Now, let me say to you what I've observed. I see Columbus management already preparing 4584 P's, because they are going to start an aggressive process to ensure that we comply with the traffic pattern. Now, I'm going to say this to you now in the only way that I know how. Stop going against those arrows. If the arrow shows it is a one-way street, adjust your driving pattern so that you stay in line with the traffic pattern. You think that by taking shortcuts, you're helping, but you're not. You're not helping management, and you're definitely not helping the craft. Now, we've got about, 8 or 9 robots in that building being programmed right now, and I'm sure they're going to be put in play expeditiously. But first thing is, if you don't acknowledge or try to comply with the traffic pattern, you're going to go against the grain, and you're going to have a accident or altercation with one of those robots that is programmed to go only in line with the traffic pattern. Then you'll be looking at the union to help get you out of a bind. Well, listen, let's avoid the rush. Let's not get in a bind. Obey the traffic patterns. Now, again, let me just give you a quick 30 seconds on a 4584P, because I'm telling you, they're coming into play. I see management preparing these. when you violate that traffic pattern or any unsafe act, when that supervisor comes over and addresses it with you, if they don't give you a 4584P at that time, then we've got a good fight going down the road. But once they hand you that 4584P, that means I've observed you, I have acknowledgement from you that you've been observed, then they are doing what we call setting up a paper trail. Don't allow yourself to get caught in it. Now, again, I understand that it's very possible because you're used to driving a certain way. So once you begin to go down the wrong way on a one-way, stop, adjust yourself, correct your driving behavior and your driving pattern, and then proceed. Just know, if management has laid out traffic patterns that's going to increase your travel time, just increase your travel time, folks. I don't know any other way to say that, but don't have unions weighed down with trying to fight unsafe work practices because you won't adhere to the driving pattern. That's just simply crazy. Now, Tour 1, you have an additional issue because you've got an acting MDO there, I understand, who declared a state of emergency on Monday and said no drivers have to follow the traffic pattern that's laid out. Again, if you have that direct instructions from the MDO, I would ask that you get it verified. So if something should happen while you are following orders that tell you to disregard the traffic pattern, that MDO will be held accountable and not you. Protect yourself at all times, mail handlers. Kenny Hodge, 180 degrees. I need to be your next local president.